Day 5. Nutrition, hypoglycemia. Hi, how are you? When Henry came to Dr. Laroc, he was not doing well. A French female doctor in France introduced him to Dr. Laroc. She was a practicing hospital administrator for 25 years and told Dr. Laroc that Henry had been coming to her for more than 13 months and had only managed to lose 4 pounds or 2 kilos in that 13 months. She commented that she was very discouraged. Henry told her not to blame herself, that it wasn't her fault, it was his job. He said he hated it, and when he came home from work, he was exhausted and couldn't help stuffing his face with whatever was to hand. He said he had too much stress, but that he could not leave his job. He said he was well paid and had to provide his family with a good living. He was desperate. At the request of his doctor, he agreed to Dr. Laroc being present during a consultation, but doubted that it would help find an answer to his problem. Dr. Laroc asked him to take the mental weight questionnaire, which he also doubted. He said it had been years since he was trying to lose weight, and as long as he stayed in his job, he would not succeed. 15 minutes later, Dr. Laroc was looking at his results with him. His mental weight was high and at the same level as his current weight. This meant that his poor habits were indeed responsible for his 3 stone 9 pounds or 25 extra kilos. By looking at each item of the report in detail, his bad habits could be identified, along with a very high reactional hypoglycemia score. He interrupted Dr. Laroc asking what hypo whatever meant. He stated that he wasn't sick and that he had passed all his hospital tests the previous month. Dr. Laroc explained that hypoglycemia was a sharp drop in blood sugar at different times of the day in regard to what a person eats and too long a time between meals. He stated that it was not a disease and explained how the human body works a bit like a car. In order for it to be able to move forward, it needed fuel. The fuel for the body is sugar, but when the sugar in the blood drops too low, unlike a car which stops running, the human body can continue to work, but just not as well. Hypoglycemia is very difficult to diagnose as the symptoms vary from person to person and can even vary within the same person at times. Symptoms occur often singly, but are sometimes multiple. Here are some of the most common. Cravings are frequent, fatigue, headaches, nausea, internal trembling, sweating, sudden change in mood, trouble concentrating, and irritability. Low tolerance to frustration or aggression. This is always present and confirms hypoglycemia. These symptoms often appear at the same time of the day, either before lunch or often at the end of the afternoon or before dinner. More rarely, they occur at the end of the evening and they disappear after consuming too much food. In general, there are more than 4 hours between meals and some people cannot go more than 3 hours without eating. Often, there is an imbalance with having too many carbohydrates and too many refined sugars and not enough protein at each meal. Family history of type 2 diabetes is often present. Henry interrupted, saying that his father had been diabetic for over 10 years, but he did not see himself in what Dr. Laroc was describing. He put it down to simply having a highly stressful job and said that he just needed to win the lottery. Dr. Laroc started again to better explain his behaviour with regard to his diet. He assessed with him what he ate in a day and at what specific times. Henry ate very little for breakfast, with a croissant or a coffee. His lunch was also small, and since he wanted to lose weight, he ate very little protein. At around 5 p.m, his food urges, as he put it, began to appear. He said that at that point it started going wrong. He claimed that he was not hungry and had no cravings. It was simply a food urge that he could not control. I explained that he was exhausted by his overly stressful job. Dr. LaRocque asked him if around 5 p.m. his mood changed, to which he answered yes. He said it was as if he had two personalities. He became aggressive for no reason and put it down to the fact that his work was driving him crazy. Henry did not want his condition to be explained by a physical phenomenon of reactive hypoglycemia. He had convinced himself that it was his work that was the culprit. As a last resort, Dr. LaRocque confronted him and said he did not have to believe him, but asked that he try the following over the next week. He asked that he eat fewer carbohydrates, less sugar, less pasta, in particular eat some protein with each meal, and not to let 4 hours go by without having a meal or snack which should also contain protein. Henry was adamant that this would be useless and again said he knew that his problem was work. Dr. LaRocque responded by asking him if he knew what his problem was, how come he hadn't solved it after more than a year of treatment, and asked who he thought was the expert. He also went on to tell Henry that with his hypoglycemic symptoms, his excess weight, and his father being diabetic, he would probably end up being diabetic too pretty soon. They parted on this note. This is indeed a very interesting case and one which was very challenging. Most of the time, cases are far easier. Hypoglycemia or low blood sugar is a very common physical condition which usually explains more than 60% of the obstacles to losing weight. We'll talk more about this tomorrow. Bye for now.